If the real estate market in November was cool, in December it went into the deep freeze. Traditionally, between the beginning of December and the middle of January is the slowest time for real estate sales. This year, interest rate hikes have compounded that trend, said realtor Calvin Lindberg of West Vancouver's Angel, Hasman & Associates. Sluggish market. I think we're into a very sluggish sales market now, agreed Brent Eilers of REE, Max Masters Realty. Buyers with mortgage pre-approvals at lower rates helped the real estate market limp through the earlier part of the fall, said Eilers, but now, all those pre-approvals are gone. So we're dealing with people who have to qualify at the new rates. And there's just not a lot of people who can do that. According to the Real Estate Board of Greater Vancouver, sales in North and West Vancouver dropped between 65 and 75% between November and December. Sales of detached homes between October and December 2022 were down about 36% in North Vancouver over the same time period last year. In West Vancouver, detached sales over the same three-month period were down 52% year-over-year. Foreign buyers ban. Cooling-off period in effect. New government measures that came in January 1 include the two-year foreign buyers ban on residential property purchases and a three-day, cooling-off, period for purchases, during which buyers pay a financial penalty and can back out of a property deal. But given the current market, Lindberg said, neither are likely to have much of an immediate impact. Given all that, what were some of the houses that did sell on the North Shore in December? Glad you asked. But first, a small confession, as several of the top sales happened just 1 or 2 days before December got underway, at the very end of November, we'll cheat a bit and include them. This home at 6252 Overstone Doctor in West Vancouver's Glen Eagles neighborhood sold for $6.1 million, November 29. ZLT. CA most expensive detached house. The highest sale at the very end of November was of a 4-bedroom, 4-bathroom, 5,000-square-foot house at 6252 Overstone Drive in West Vancouver's Glen Eagles neighborhood. The 6-year-old house was sold for $6.1 million November 29, by agent Jason Soprovich, after 116 days on the market. Interestingly, the property is on the same street, just 4 houses down, from November's previous top sale at 6210 Overstone, which went for $5.4 million, November 19. Architecturally designed by award-winning architect Fritz de Vries, the home at 6252 Overstone is perched on a private 1/3-acre property with 180-degree views overlooking the ocean. Features include concrete floors, a heated driveway, a custom multicolored granite exterior, media center, and entertainment patios with an outdoor gas fire pit, outdoor pool and hot tub. The property sold for below the asking price of $6.8 million, but well above the assessed value of $4.2 million. This new home at 1267 Duchess Avenue in West Vancouver sold for just under $4.2 million, December 4. ZLT. Cath's second highest sale of last month happened just days later when a brand new home at 1267 Duchess Avenue sold for just under $4.2 million December 4, after 122 days on the market. The 3-bedroom, 3-bathroom, 3,000-square-foot Ambleside home is described as a modern, open-concept home featuring a rooftop patio with views of the ocean and Lions Gate Bridge. This townhouse at 2468 Varley Lane above West Vancouver's Panorama Village sold for just under $3.2 million. ZLT. CA most expensive townhouse. The most expensive townhouse also sold at the very end of November, when a 2-bedroom 3-bathroom 2,400-square-foot exclusive townhouse at 2468 Varley Lane above West Vancouver's Panorama Village sold for just under $3.2 million. The 25-year-old end unit features 12-foot ceilings, a spacious deck and private office off a gated courtyard entry as well as unobstructed city and ocean views. This apartment, a 202-1972 Bellevue Avenue in West Vancouver's Ambleside neighborhood, sold for $2.8 million, November 30. ZLT. CA most expensive apartment. The most expensive apartment to sell was a 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom, 1,700-square-foot corner unit in Waterford House at 202-1972 Bellevue Avenue in West Vancouver's Ambleside neighborhood. The waterfront apartment with an extra-large patio sold for $2.8 million November 30 after 13 days on the market. An apartment at 1805-1550 Fern Street in Lynmore's Salem Village sold December 16 for just under $1.5 million. Zeal T. Kath's next highest apartment sale was of an apartment in Salem Village's Beacon Building in North Vancouver, where a 7-year-old three-bedroom, three-bathroom 1,640-square-foot unit at 1805-1550 Fern Street in Lynmore sold December 16 for just under $1.5 million after 39 days on the market. A unique southeast corner floor plan and open concept equals views in every direction. This detached home at 843 West 21st Street in North Vancouver's Hamilton Heights sold December 4 for just under $1.5 million. Zeal T. CA least expensive detached. The least expensive detached home on the North Shore to sell last month was a three-bedroom, one-bathroom, 1,000-square-foot house at 843 West 21st Street in North Vancouver's Hamilton Heights, which sold December 4 for just under $1.5 million. The 64-year-old home sits in a neighborhood between Edgemont Village and Marine Drive, flanked by the McKay Creek Greenbelt. A south-facing backyard with large deck and double carport are among the features. This townhouse at 30-728 West 14th Street sold for $690,000 on December 15. Zeal T. CA least expensive townhouse. The least expensive townhouse sold close by. When a two-bedroom, two-bathroom 860-square-foot home sold in the Noma Building at 30-728 West 14th Street, also near Mosquito Creek, for $690,000 on December 15. The 14-year-old end unit sold after just 3 days on the market. Among its features, the Noma includes an interior courtyard, and the complex contains a gym and small play area for children. One cat or one dog is allowed, and EV charging is available. This apartment at 305-122 East 17th sold December 8 for $402,000. Zeal T. CA least expensive apartment. The cheapest deal in North Shore Apartments last month was an apartment at 305-122 East 17th Street in North Vancouver in the Imperial House Apartments in Central Lonsdale. The one-bedroom 49-year-old 750-square-foot apartment in original condition sold December 8 for $402,000. Two small to medium-sized pets are permitted. J said at nsnews.com twitter.com/Janizid.